This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. There have been some tractors, planters running in our area, although I take it that we're due for some more wet weather.
Illinois is under the gun for some thunderstorms come later this weekend, especially on Sunday and into Monday. The larger concern, though, is that once we get beyond that period, there's a number of large systems that will move across the U.S. next week that should bring a lot of rain to a lot of different areas. And because of that, the general forecast is for widespread coverage of heavy rain in nearly all corn, soybean, spring wheat, and winter wheat areas over the next 10 to 14 days. So the bottom line here is that we're going to turn quite a bit wetter, and we should stay wet into the very end of the month.
How much rainfall do you think, and are there particular areas that will be wetter than others across the Corn Belt?
Well, the most likely area to receive heavy rainfall of 2 to 4 inches is generally centered right on the Corn Belt. So we would say from Illinois over to Iowa, and then stretching south and west through Missouri and into Kansas and Oklahoma. That's where the heaviest rainfall is most likely, and that's simply because no matter which exact path these upcoming storm systems take, they'll tend to affect that area no matter what happens. Once you move away from that region, there will still be rain at times and even some heavy rain, but we're more comfortable with 1.25 inches to 2.5 inches of rain surrounding that over the next 2 weeks.
We always watch it when the El Nino reports come out. It was released yesterday. Did it have anything interesting in it?
Well, it's pretty much the same story. We were in a La Nina a few months ago, and we're more than likely in the transition to an El Nino for the end of this year. We've seen that happen 10 different times since 1960, and U.S. corn and soybean yields were generally above trend in those years, though there were some exceptions. 3 times we had a poor corn crop, and 2 times we had a poor soybean crop. It's hard to say which scenario we're in right now. The only thing we do know is that we're starting wet, and that's always a little bit of a dicey situation. But we all know that it's weather later in the summer that truly matters for yield potential.
Move your way southward. Last year, the Argentines had a difficult time with some flooding as they proceeded through their harvest season. They had some rainfall over the weekend. Are they going to stay wet?
The northern areas will stay wet, but those northern areas have not really been under the region of concern lately. We've been concerned about what's happening in southern areas of Argentina, especially Buenos Aires and La Pampa. Many of these areas received more than 6 inches of rain over the last 2 weeks, with some areas having received more than 12 inches of rain. That includes Junin and Santa Rosa. Those are in some of the key regions that we are monitoring all the time for corn and soybean development. So their harvest or their growing season is wrapping up, harvest is beginning, and they were pounded by heavy rainfall. Whether or not that is an issue remains to be seen, but we suspect that there's been some significant flooding in parts of Argentina in recent weeks.
That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Joined us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.